that the song they will sing will have to do with what I'm going to talk about. You know, so it's just God. Hallelujah. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you plan all these things. There is a master MC that plans all these things. Let's look at chapter 4, Galatians. And we are discussing the other supernatural. We're trying to tidy up some truth that will help us. Hallelujah. Chapter 4, Galatians. We look at verse 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying out, Abba, Father. God has brought us into a family relationship with Him, not just as God, but as a Father. Let's keep reading. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. By the way, let me get on the other side before I come to my subject. When they were singing, I don't know about you, drum has a way of telling me. And when they were singing and the drum came on, I was glad that we have David there in the first service, always coming. We don't have a problem with drumming anymore. Thank you. Let's clap for David. Thank you, David. Thank you. Thank you. It's always there. You know, just in the first service, it's married first service. Thank you very much. And it's a master drumming. He's even training some boys in church too. That commitment, we appreciate it. Let's go back to our subject. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. You have an inheritance. But you see, there are contexts for things. There are contexts. You know, when we said you're no longer a slave and afraid, fear, what fear was he talking about? Of course, we know all kinds of fears and phobias now. But particularly that time, the fear that Paul was talking about is a particular kind of fear. Let's keep reading. But then, indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not gods. Let's go on. But now, after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly element to which you desire again to be in bondage? Remember, no longer in bondage. So that time, the people that were around, they were more into spirit forces, supernatural, that were threatening, like Simon the magician in Samaria, like Elimas, the bar Jesus. And people are afraid of them, so they are scared of them. But Paul was talking about, now that you are God's children, that God is your Father, you need not fear anything. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Particularly when it comes to spirit forces. Our word today is called the weak and beggarly element that we came under before we came to Christ. Because Adi had 250 bere on his head. 250. He was in university. I didn't want to mention him. This just happened last week. My friend, I won't mention him because we are on the screen because it's a little bit dangerous information. My friend went to go and do some work in UI and was having a 3-day program and a woman walked in who was born into Satan's covenant. Her name bears the devil in her name. Her whole family is into Satanism, working with devils, doing things for people, the whole family. And she has 2 master's degrees in UI. She's never been to a church. And she walked into my friend's meeting. My friend was telling me. And when the service was over, she said to him, you people don't understand. Devil is a good person. That you don't understand him. But you know what? She came to the service and got saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so my friend said, pray for me also. We were praying. I just started praying. And it's the second day. We'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then he was telling me, she got filled with the Holy Spirit during the week. See, the moment she got saved like that, signals began to come from all the family. What happened to you? Where are you now? Do you know that Second day, when she got filled with the Holy Spirit, as she was speaking in tongues, my friend said, she kept covering her ears. She's speaking in tongues, then she covered her ears. Then after she finished, he said, she didn't know anything about God. She'd never been to church before. She said to my friend, what's happened to you? She said, I'm hearing a voice calling Deborah. She closed her eyes. My friend said, God has changed your name. From that devil's name, you are not bearing Deborah. I mean, this is fantastic. This is the reality. But you know the sad part of this story. She said to my friend, I never go to church because pastors come to my daddy to get power. He said, I can't even mention names. The same thing Brother Billy Akane said, that his father was Babalawo and pastors will come and collect. Now, I wonder, what are they going to do with that? Is it just to get people to fall or something? I don't know. If you have been a Christian, you know, that's almost incomprehensible. So, this is what we are talking about. The weak and beggarly elements, the spiritual things and the forces around us. Let's go to Acts 16. Let's look at one. We're just going to do some. I want us to look at this truth and work with them. In my younger days, when I used to travel around, I used to preach a lot about this, you know. In fact, one of my most famous places in the Bible I preach from is chapter 1, Colossians. Let's go to chapter 1, Colossians. I preached this a lot those days, verse 12. Verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the... You know, those days in the campus, Brother Dudeke will remember, it's easier to talk spiritual things than today. You know, today, it's really difficult to talk about spiritual things, except you compare with Elon Musk or something. No, not today, you know, you can't. So those days, he said, who has qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints? That's the inheritance of the saints that is more than money. Praise God, somebody. That makes the difference in life. He said, the inheritance of the saints in the light. Look at next verse. Who has delivered us? He has delivered us. He said, deliverance. Sing songs of deliverance. Who has delivered us from what? From the power of darkness. And conveyed us into the kingdom. Let's look at it in NLT. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness? For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom. We are no longer somewhere hanging in the air. We are no longer in the devil's kingdom pushing us around. We are now transferred, like you transfer money from your account. If it's transferred successfully, it's no longer in your account. Unlike GTB in recent time. Hallelujah. They are trying to improve. That's my bank. But I've been suffering lately. So I've been using OP. You know, he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us. So we are transferred. Like they transfer you to another place. Maybe Morocco or something. You just pack your load and go there. We are no longer in the darkness world. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We have been transferred. We have been rescued. Now, let's go. Now, everyone, he didn't say Paul wrote this letter. He never said ministers. You know, I'm tired of today. Just ministers. We are believers and we are more than ministers. We are more in number than ministers. So we need to learn how to live. I don't want to hear too many things about ministers because even ministers have to be a believer first. Praise God. Praise God. God's plan is that ministers will be good pictures of believers. That's when you do that. It's not the other way around. Become ministers and, you know. Let's look at Acts 16. And look at when Paul went to go and preach in the city. Hallelujah. And he went to go and minister there. Let's start from verse 11. We just read, then we get to a particular place. Therefore, this is Paul and his team sailing from Troas. We ran a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day came to Neapolis. Somebody said, Pastor, why did they mention all these names in the Bible? Because it's true. It's not a parable. If you see all these people's books, like in the Light of Truth, Abdul Rushin, what else? Ekanka, all these books, they are usually concept, abstract issues. There are no realities in them. There are no moving from here to there. It's all out there, esoteric. And from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were staying in that city for some days. Let's keep on reading. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside, where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the woman who met there. Let me explain this one. You see, usually when Paul goes somewhere, he'll go to the synagogue to go and preach. But you can never have a synagogue without 12 men. Before there will be a synagogue, there must be 12 men. And those men will gather. They don't count women that time. The Jews, thank God Jesus came and set that one apart. So when they have 12 men, they will send to Jerusalem. They give them the order to start a synagogue. But if you don't have a synagogue, you are not having 12 men, you have only a few men and many women, then you can have prayer meeting by the riverside. You see, by the river. You see, this is what Select copied and K&S. We are no longer synagogue, we are churches of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because they do a lot of ablution. We don't do ablution anymore now. And we sat down, spoke. Let's keep on reading. And then God opened, next verse. Now, a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of the purple from the city of Thyatira who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to hear the things spoken by Paul. Let's keep on going. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. So she persuaded us. This woman was a woman of means. She was selling fire materials that the kings wear. And then she got saved. But let's go to where I'm really going now. Now, it happened as we went to prayer regularly that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought our masters much profit by fortune telling. Now, anybody who is a casual reader of the Bible will notice something between the old and the new. In the Old Testament, it's as if they were shielded from evil spirits. We see Paul going to the medium, the witch woman of Engedol. And then we see God said they should not. But in the New Testament, something you notice that there's a confrontation right from the inception against demonic forces. We don't hear about demons so much in the Old Testament. But when Jesus came on, the first time he showed up, according to Matthew and Mark, he was in the synagogue. There was a man with an unclean spirit. He's just seeking. What are you going to do with us? Jesus said, come out of him, shut up. And I was shocked because that was never like that before. It was a rabbi with authority over evil spirits. And we noticed that Jesus also met a man that was full of demons, madman of Gadarene, that was just without clothes. And that was going on. These were forces that were talking. They were not only just signs and symptoms and diagnoses. These are entities with voices. And they voiced out through the vocal cord of a man and said, leave us alone. We don't want to live here. Keep us around this area. Have you come to torment us before the time? Doctors can talk to sickness through their instruments. Are you hearing me? Sorry about that. Was that every day? Check, check, check. But this has voices. They have voices, this evil spirit. And they were there before Jesus get there. The same thing happened to the apostles. They were there. So even in our culture here, we have spiritual forces. Am I making some sense this morning? They're not something new. So Paul and Silas, they were going to prayer. And then he said, a certain seed that was slave girl. We just sang, I'm no longer a slave. I'm a child of God. A slave girl possessed with a spirit of Python. The word is actually Python. They believe that time they have Apollo as one of their goddesses that will give them and tell them about their future. Fortune telling. And she brought her masters much profit. Let's keep on reading. Now this is where I'm going. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. Was she correct? I don't know if you agree with me. It's correct. Thank you. Let's keep reading. It was accurate. And this did it for many days. Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, not to the girl, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out, not the girl. he, the evil spirit, came out of that very hour. Next verse. But when our master saw that their hope of profit was gone, so that profiteering of fortune telling was not the girl actually, was his spirit that was walking through the girl to make up fortune telling. To be telling the fortune, so I'm telling the future. And they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them to marketplace to the authorities. Next verse. And they brought them to the magistrate and said, "This man, being Jews, essentially trouble our city." Next verse. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Next verse. Then the multitude rose up together against them because they have been getting fortune telling too. I will not be able to hear about my tomorrow again. So, and they might tore off their clothes, going to be beaten with rods. Next verse. And they were had laid many stripes. They beat them, really beat them out. I just saw one news that one teacher beat a child in Ogun State. Or do frog jump for about 100 and canoe, and the child died. They beat them black and blue and threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Because Paul would not invite the spirit back if Paul had said, "Okay, let's have the spirit back," and I left him alone. I want you to see something over here. You see, our people use, anywhere you go in the world, spiritual forces, things like that, have to do with profit. It's usually about money. If you go to Babalawo, they say, "Kene ana elowo." No be so. What is required from you is money. Just put the money on the table. My father took me to places. I don't know about your own father, but Peter is spared. You know, his father is born again. You know, my mother took me to places, my father took me to places. I said, "Soroso, kufisile." Now, there's something that bothers us in our culture. Pastor, utolo so, who describe life me gone? But say, "Re gone, yeah. My so for me pay by next month. Bye bye, loma sele." Now, that spirit of Python was accurate, was on spot, but it was not from God. So don't be deceived. I want to really warn us about this. People are out there, prophets that use powers of darkness that will tell you accurate things about your life. That's why that woman was saying that they come to his father. Pastors will come to his father to collect power so they can say things like that. And people get carried away and they will pay money. It's all about money. Even secret court is about fame and money. It's down to it. Safety, securities, money, and stuff. Notice something about that story. I want you to see what I call persecution. I want you to see something about that. When they could not take care of them spiritually, they went physical. And that will happen to us in our offices. When they find out they cannot control you spiritually, they start persecuting you. They start coming at you. They start making life more miserable for you. Let me say this to you. Any spirit that's against Christ is not the spirit of God. Let's get that very clear. I don't care whether they have all kinds of signs and wonders. Any kind of group that you join that's not emphasized Jesus' sacrifice, his blood, that want to do something outside Christ, is not of God. So this spirit was accurate. It described Paul as the servant of the Most. Let's read it again. Chapter 16. Let's look at verse. Where is the verse now? Verse 17. Chapter 16, verse 17. "This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, 'These men are the servant of the Most High God, who proclaimed to us the way of salvation.'" Somebody said, "This advertising for the gospel." No, you don't get the gist. It's happening in our country today. The spirit is speaking so that you think that they are both the same. If he says, "Jesus," you know that Babalawo and some of these prophets, they can tell whether you're a child of God or not. Sometimes they can tell what's your future by ministry and co. But we should not be deceived. They don't emphasize Christ Jesus as Lord. That we must remove. You see, Paul, look at next verse. And then Paul, after many days, this guy will follow them every day. servant of the Most High God, Apostle Paul and Silas, they are sent from God. They are from way of salvation, way of salvation, way of salvation. So, who wants devil's confirmation? But do you know, let me be honest with you. Every African person loves to have something about the future in advance. The technology now is called BET. Are you hearing me? You know, BET is all about fortune telling. To be honest with you, in a magical way. There are two levels to supernatural. There's magical part where you do tricks. Like now, you see a magic person, you will hide a pigeon here. You see, is it here? Come over there. Voila. There are tricks that. But beyond the tricks, there are also some genuine spiritual encounters that are devilish. They are not just psh, psh, handkerchief. There are things like Professor Pella. Remember him? The son got converted and was talking about some things they went into. Beside all that and cutting and doing those things, those are tricks to make money. But advanced money is beyond that. So that is done. I want you to know that when somebody walks up to you and say, I'm a prophet, and I'm telling you this, I'm telling you this, I'm telling you this, and it's accurate, you need to be careful and ask for the source of that spirit. Paul got annoyed. Let me tell you about one prophet. This prophet was in the church. And somebody said, how can somebody be a pastor and still operate in this? Very simple. It's very simple. That other spirit accommodates anybody. Accommodate anybody. Bible called witchcraft the works of the flesh. You see, let me show it to you. Right now, I'm a child of God. I'm a pastor. I'm preaching. If I go to that darkness and I collect something to put on my hands to wave like this, they start falling. I'm a child of God, but I've accommodated something from the fleshly witchcraft world that's on my hand. And if I'm not careful, that thing will take me to hell. The pastor who came last week, the apostle Greg, that came last week, second service, he told us his story. What's up? Okay, are we okay? All right. The second service, he told us there was a prophet in South Africa. He told me the name. Okay, you had him on the air. Was it the last in our own service? The second service, thank you. Okay, about that prophet, they went down. It was a genuine prophet of God looking for power. You remember, they beat him up to collect power. Huh? You see, you can do that. But then it's the works of the flesh and manifest witchcraft. But let's not talk about that today. I'm talking about you as a believer. And we are in offices, we are in places, we are in neighborhood, that things like this will occur. And people want to make more profit, either promotion or something in your workplace. So they visit these places for power. Now, in these places, they don't ask for merit. They don't ask for truth. They don't ask for godliness. They just say, kilo feka se fun e. Ah! Obeke your guy, kilo replace it. Ana elu wo. Baba, elu. Ah, upo diyo. Elu. 250,000. Baba, ama binu, edeka wale diye. 150. Ah, koto. Tuma anakini e. 220. You start negotiating for the spirit. And then they negotiated that. And they come to our workplace and charm people. And they carry things on and they do things, they move people. When I was growing up, I've had ladies that would go and do juju to marry a man. And they would marry the guy. The guy becomes Dundee United. You know the meaning of that? That's what we talk about in our area. You know, you just follow around. And when the lady has taken everything's gone, you just wake up. If you are here, you are saying nothing. Oh, see Nigeria. Not in Nigeria. You know, all kinds of things happen in our culture. But, you know why I'm emphasizing this today? We have authority over them. What do I say? We have authority over them. They will say, I'll go and meet Baba. You have Heavenly Father. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Amen. I want you to know that there is the Heavenly Father who controls all these spirits, who sent his Son to the cross to die for our sin and deliver us from the authority of darkness. Now, let me drop this. Let me drop this. As a child of God, you see, Paul was getting annoyed. What did he do? He didn't go and grab the girl. He said to the spirit. Some of us are afraid when we go to office and they say, that chair, what if it's possible? You cannot occupy that chair. So we look at the chair and that powder is there. You know, you start looking at the chair. No, that powder has a connect with a spirit. Is that all right? And you have been given authority over that spirit. Let's see it. Luke 10. This authority didn't belong only to Paul. Hallelujah. Luke 10, verse 17. Now, I was in a program recently, and I had to explain this. Now, can you look up, everybody? What I'm going to say now, I want to make it clear. Because many of us think that you have to get a pastor or a preacher to do something for you. Can we start from Luke 9, verse 1? I want to give it in reverse. Take a look. Luke 9, verse 1. Can you look up? Then he called his 12 disciples. Those were apostles, right? Together, and gave them what? Power and authority over what? All demons and to cure diseases. So he gave these 12 power and authority. He gave them power, gave them authority. Now, let's go to Luke 10, verse 1. And after these things, the Lord appointed 70 other also, and sent them two by two before his face to every city and place where himself was about to go. He didn't give them any power. He didn't give them any authority. Next verse. Then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, go and pray. The Lord of the harvest sent a laborer. This 70, let me tell you their job. The 12 were Jesus' assistant to minister with him. And Jesus will plan for cities to go. So Jesus planned for 35 cities to go. It's not yet there. So he now took 35 peers called 70. He said, just go down there like, what do you call it now? On a mission to go and pray. Start praying there. That's what they were sent to do. The other ones, 12, were given authority and power to cure and to cast out devils. Is that all right? But those 70 went to places without authority and power of a commission of an apostle or something. Look at verse 17. So they came back, verse 17, quickly. Then the 70, not the 12, returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are what? Are subject to us in your name. See, they were not given authority. They were not given power. But they were associated with Jesus. That makes some sense? They were sent out by Jesus to go pray. But when they got down there, they had contact with evil spirit. And to their amazement, they said, in the name of Jesus, without any power or authority, they were regular like us. So they took the name of Jesus and spoke to spirit, and they came under them. In fact, John later said to Jesus, somebody else outside, that's not part of us, not even 70 or 12 now. We saw him casting out devils in your name. And we tried to stop. Said, don't stop him. So, the name of Jesus is a spiritual tool. Beside Jesus himself. Did you hear what I just said? The name of Jesus is a spiritual force beside Jesus himself that will take charge over evil spirit. Jesus didn't go with them. They went. Just because they were associated with him. And they began to take that name and says, in the name of Jesus, stop. And they stopped. And they were shocked. That's why they came back with delight. Hallelujah. Am I making some sense this morning? So, the authority, there's something about the name of Jesus beside just Jesus himself. that has authority. Look at next verse. And I said to them, behold, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Verse 19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on what? On serpents and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, what qualifies them for this? Look at next verse. Please read it along with everybody. Read along with me. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirit has sorrowed. But rather rejoice because your names are written. Now, if you are born again, your name is written in heaven. Just because your name is written in the book, you are associated with Jesus Christ. And that association has given you his name already. Can we clap our hands for Jesus, somebody? Now, what can this name do? It has authority over all serpents and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy. Now, I know your next question, and I'm waiting for you. Pastor, I'm not among the 12, and I'm not among the 70. Let's go to Mark 16. Mark 16. Hallelujah. Verse 15. I said, hallelujah. Mark 16, verse 15. Quickly. Mark 16. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Did we see that in our Bible? Next verse. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Who does not believe will be condemned. Can I ask you a question? This he who believe, is it the apostle that was sent or the people that believe the gospel? I believe the gospel. I hear the gospel and believe it. Thank you. Now, next verse. And these signs will follow those who believe. Look at, in my name, they will have authority or cast out demons. They will speak with, how many of you speak in tongues here? See, that's second. The first one is to cast out devils. Anybody who has come to Christ, who has received Christ Jesus immediately, just like you spoke in tongues, you have the same authority over evil spirits. So you can go to your village. So you can sleep well at night. You don't have to. You don't have to ask somebody to do this for you. Hallelujah. I like this. I like a way kind of authority. You not just go around begging everybody in town. But he said, in my name, they, who are the they? Those who believe is number one sign. Number one sign. So in your office, you should command authority that you have associated with Jesus Christ. Now let me tell you the trouble we have today. Many people today, they are no longer associated with Jesus, but with church. I go to Redeem. I go to RFC. I go to Rock Foundation. I go to TREM. I go to Deeper Life. That has no power to stop evil spirits. And they have signboard on their clothes. Apostle, prophet, are you hearing me? They be a pastor in offices now. You should be a Christian, which is far better. Valabele. The name of Christ is far better than apostle, prophet, or anything, or deacon. In fact, if you call yourself deacon, you are a servant. That means the devil can come to serve you around. You know? Forgive me for that. Of course, praise God. So we have, in my name, they will cast out demons. Pastor, do I have to be in a kind of a state to do that? He said, these signs will follow. Now, you can look around. Look at women among us. They have signs that they are women. Am I right? The way they walk, their voice, the earrings, minus the boys now. Is that a state? That's who they are. It's a signs. Now, if I see a lady now, I was transgender. If I see a lady now, you know, she has all the signs. She's a lady. And as Christians, because we believe, that's it. How many of us believe here? The signs follow us. The signs follow us, like signboard. Praise God. So, listen. He never said you should pray. Paul didn't pray. Let's go back. Acts 16, verse 17. He didn't pray. He said, in my name, cast out devil. Acts 16, verse 17. This girl followed Paul and was crying. Next verse, verse 18. And Paul greatly annoyed and thought, and said to what? The spirit is wrong. You see, this is where I disagree with the whole foundation of K&S and Sele. They will go and be doing some kind of work, some kind of psalm, some kind of something to pray. He said, just speak to it. So it makes it easier for us. Pastor Kuliban, Ubuna Juban, hello. Era Farabale, Ayejileo. God, Ayejile. That's why I gave you the kingdom of heaven. So that heaven, Ogajayelo. This is what we have, all of us here. All of us have this. And somebody said, Pastor, say name here, so serious, so labaratube. Now listen to me, listen to me, listen to me on this. How do I say this well? Let's go to Philippians 2. This is after Jesus died, rose again. No, Babalawo, they are very sure of what they have. Are you sure of what you have? Can I even surprise you? Babalawo, they can promise you something like this, and then somebody has got another Babalawo and torpedo their own. Am I right? You watch now. Remember those days of Father Yoloro? One will stand and say, A war. So the guy will tell him, A war. And it was going down. Then fall down. And my time. Now, they can do it to themselves, but our own is the highest in the universe. Our own is the highest in the universe.
Pastor, but some Christians are charmed.
I'll tell you next week why Christians get charmed. I'll show you in the life of Balak. Let's start closing. Our time is up. Anyway, I've finished everything to finish. Let's go to Philippians 2. Let's look at Jesus' authority, the name, believers, verse 5. Let's just read. Can we read from NLT? It makes it easier to read faster. You must have the same attitude. Oh, are you here? You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Can I ask you a question? What was the attitude of Jesus when he was here against evil forces? Can I ask? Is he cowering, wondering, what will happen? How will he cope? Hey, look at this. No. He had this stand of a champion, a victorious mentality toward evil. In fact, sometimes they can even negotiate with him. That one said, don't send us far. Let's stay in this area. This is our area. Okay. Oh, yeah. Please. Let's keep reading. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Next verse. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. This is just, he took the own position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, let's keep reading. He humbled himself in obedience to death and died a criminal's death on a cross. Next verse. Therefore, God elevated him to the highest honor. To the place of highest honor. First. Second, and gave him the name above all other names. Number one, after God raised him, he put him in the highest place of honor. Second, he gave him the name. So Christ got two things, position and name. What is that name? Look at next verse. Above all the, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess, next verse, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, this is where I'm going. Now, listen to this. This verse confused me. Jesus' name was there before now. What name did the Father give Jesus again? Then, one day I got an answer. Remember Jonathan? Good luck. We talked about this in our Tuesday service. Remember Jonathan? He was, first of all, a chairman of local government. So, his name works in the local government. So, Alamasia, remember Alamasia? Became the governor and made Jonathan Goodluck his deputy governor. So, his name changed from, it's the same Jonathan. He became deputy governor. And then, OBJ didn't like Alamasia and he took money. So, they took him, you know, remember that he left UK and said, I just appeared by miracle. And the miracle came again and took him to prison. And then, Pastor John, in his wisdom that time, took Jonathan. Jonathan never run anything. No wonder he failed. Sorry. So he took Jonathan. He was just lucky. And without shoes. Remember? And then he became vice president. And his name changed from deputy governor, governor, then vice president. He became governor by accident. Then he became president by accident. And he told all of us, I didn't have shoes, and we pity him. We pity him, and we voted for him. Jonathan is well-dressed, but can't do anything. So we sent him away, and we got Baba Goslo. Remember? You can see that authority like that. Jesus, when he was here, he had authority in the land of the Jews. Then the Father elevated him to the highest position in the universe and gave him the name. Now, let me tell you this. Christ never used his name. He doesn't have to. It's Jesus. The Father gave him the name to give us the name. Mr. Rile, over there now. Mr. Rile, her name is Mr. Rile. What's your former name? You told me last time. Sorry, Ola. Thank you. I know her before she was married. Now, she had a name before, but when she got married to Dr. Rile, she became Mrs. Rile. And we are the bride. Jesus is the bridegroom. So we have his name. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. We have his name. Every woman here, you should enjoy your husband's property and his investment and his life. Am I right? Nobody say amen now. Oh, you are there. I thought you are not there. Okay, praise the Lord. So we have the name of Jesus. I'm saying this in now. Wait. This is where I'm going. If the name of Jesus worked when it was just Jesus, without yet being elevated, and they used the name against evil spirits, how much more now? Oh, think about that. How much more now? How much more now that Good Luck Children, as chairman, run around that local government in Bayelsa, now becoming president, Nigeria is our territory. So if Jesus became the highest in the universe, we have the highest authority in the universe. Praise God, somebody. We have the highest authority. Now, I want you to take this to your life. Don't just be praying about things, particularly evil spirits. And please be bold about it. You have it. When something happens in your office, you belong to something before, that, in the name of Jesus, I don't want to anymore. Now, let me tell you why we are failing in life. Why we have a lot of problem of failure. Colossians 3, verse 17. I want to close. Hallelujah. Are we blessed today? Colossians 3, verse 17. Give us quickly. And whatever, give me in NKJV. NKJV, thank you. We'll come back here. And whatever you do in word or deed, do what? Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through his Father through him. Now listen, do everything in the name of Jesus. That will remove interference of demonic forces. Pastor, I want to do my master's project. I've been having trouble. Do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. When you are given a new promotion and you go into your office, the new office, go there in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you do, sometimes you don't have to pray. You want to travel? I'm traveling in the name of the Lord Jesus. That just seals you away from darkness and puts you in the light. But a lot of time, I'm telling you now, churches have gotten away from the name of Jesus. There's too much about the name of pastors, prophets, churches. Let's start taking the name serious. One sister I had years ago in Ikorodu, I remember that church, First Square Gospel Church, Abundant Life Center in Ikorodu. The sister was in that church. Her mother-in-law was a terror. She has some power that will control them. When she comes to their house, trouble will occur, all kinds of things. So she started praying. God said, next time she comes to your house, welcome her in the name of Jesus. She went to the door. Mama came. Mama, you're welcome in the name. Bah! She went back second day. Your village, go. Mama is coming. That mama, Lorisa, don't run away. Just say, Mama, ni oruko Jesu ekabo sitire. I heard of one man, I don't know where he is now. He said, they gave him a place, and he went to go and preach in one bush, and they gave him one place to go and do his crusade, and it was the enclave of witchcraft and witches and wizard. So they said, go and have your program there, in the bush, in the village. And the Lord said, go down there, just mention the name. You know what he did? He entered that bush and he said, in Jesus' name I come here. In Jesus' name I come here. In Jesus' name. He said, there were birds in the in the trees. They started falling down. They were dying. As they were dying, people were dying in the village. They started dying. We got the name. Let's use it. Praise God. I'm not saying that demons are everywhere. But wherever they come up, we have the name. Hallelujah. Do you know what? Do this too. My children, wherever they are safe in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's do that right now. Let's do that for our family, for our loved ones, for our workplace, for our environment. Say, in the name of Jesus, my future is bright. In the name, say, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name, above every name. In the name, above every name. Depression, you are a name, and the name of Jesus is above you. The name of Jesus is above you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Tell yourself, I have the name, and the name is working in my life. The name is working among my children. God is keeping them in peace in the name of the Lord Jesus. They are preserved from evil in the name of the Lord Jesus. You wake up in the morning, sometimes you have some nasty dreams, saying, in the name of Jesus, I declare it canceled. In the name, at the name of Jesus, every name will bow. And these signs follow us who believe. Our number one sign is that we can push out the evil spirit and tell them to stop their work in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. Can we just thank him for the name? But the Bible says, there's no other name given among men under heaven by which we must be delivered. Oh, yeah, we are sons of God. We are God's children. We are no longer under fear. We are no longer slaves. We are no longer slaves. We have authority in the name. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Father. Thank you that all these years he has sustained you and he will keep you going in the name. Thank you, Father, for the name of Jesus. Thank you that I belong to that name. That name belongs to me. Thank you because the name is my source of strength. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Tell the Lord, I'm safe in your name. I'm safe in your name. I'm safe spiritually. I'm safe emotionally. I'm safe physically. I'm safe in my marriage. I'm safe in my future. You know, name is above every name. Thank you, Lord. In your name, I have sun, earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you open your eyes? I just saw this now. Give us Acts 3:16. Acts 3:16. We know John 3:16. Give us Acts 3:16. Let's declare this quickly. And his name, through his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which come through him has given him this perfect soundness. Let's say, Father, I claim perfect soundness in the name of Jesus. Perfect soundness. Spirit, soul, and body. No matter what is happening, can we claim that? We have perfect soundness in the name. His name has made this man strong. The name is making me strong. Spiritually, emotionally, physically, maritally. The name is making me strong against every odd spirit in the universe. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we declare these words. Somebody say amen louder. Let's give our offering. Our time is up. Let's get out of here. Praise God. This is our last.